place dear to me, where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Oh, precious years,
precious
years, a memory,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I long,
how I long,
what's more to be,
what's more to be,
with my friends at that old country church.
Welcome to the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. Call a friend, tell a neighbor we're on the air. That's right, the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. We appreciate you today, and we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to each and every one of you. We want to send this broadcast out today to our faithful contributors, the ones that makes this broadcast possible. For without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning. We want to give a holler out to Harold and Louise Brummett. We appreciate you, Brother Harold, Sister Louise, for all that you do for us here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. And don't forget our homecoming, Brother Harold, Sister Louise. That's next Sunday. Next Sunday, that's right. September the 16th at 11 o'clock. Come out and be with us. We also want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes right there in West Union. Faithful listener, faithful contributor right here at the radio broadcast. We appreciate her. Want to send it out also to Anita and Vance Allen from Blanchester, Ohio. Appreciate them, all that they do for us. And we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to them. You'd like to have directions to our church? Well, get ready. I'm going to give them to you if you're coming from Mount Orb. You take Route 68 right off the Mount Orb exit there. Go approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286. Turn left and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68. Approximately 5 miles till you come to Route 286. Turn right and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30. Sunday at 6. And Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. You want to know more about the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast? Want to know more about what we do here at the church and how to get involved? I got something for you to go to. Go to our website. That's www.5milehc.org. Again, our website is www.5milehc.org. 5MileHC, one word, .org, and you can go to there and go to the home page. We have a sermon link. You can click on that sermon link and hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week. We try to update that monthly. Amen. So we can be a blessing to each and every one of you. Just in case you miss a broadcast, you can go back and listen at it throughout the week. Amen. Also, we got a few announcements we want to give. Again, our homecoming is coming up September the 16th, 11 o'clock. Brother Nathan Morris from Eleanor, West Virginia. And I'm here to tell you, if you've not heard Brother Nathan, middle-aged man in his mid-30s, early 40s, got a beautiful family, but they can sing and play music. And my, is he a great preacher. But he has preached our homecoming 3 years running, and we got him back this year. So he'll be preaching that service at 11 o'clock, September the 16th. Make plans, try to come out and be with us. We'll have dinner immediately afterwards. Looking for a great day of fellowship. Amen. All the local church is going to be part of it. You hear all kinds of good singing that day. Amen. Also, we want to give out that we got on the 22nd, on a Saturday, we're going to be headed towards Indiana. Amen. That's right. We're taking a busload of us. We're headed to Boston, Indiana. Amen. Well, Brother Lee Mays is the pastor, and Brother Drake Richardson will be preaching that for us. He's our young minister here in the church, doing a great job, a wonderfully good job. And I'll tell you what, he just closed out revival with Brother Derry Smith there in Midland, Holiness Church, and had a wonderfully good revival. I appreciate Brother Drake Richardson. So we'll be making plans to go out and support him in that. Today is Brother Ed Stout's homecoming. That's right. If you're listening at me right now on the radio broadcast, I want you to take the time. If you got a few minutes on your hands, you can be listening at me while you're driving. I want you to drive over to Hillsboro. Hillsboro, right there in front of the high school, the old high school. You turn right there, go to the stop sign, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. That's Danville Pike Holiness Church. And that's Brother Ed Stout is the pastor, and today is his homecoming. That's where we're at. So we want you to just continue to come out and be with us. All right, we're going to get into the Word of God. It takes the Lord to preach, and if God be my helper, I want to preach to you out of the book of Isaiah. Out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 61. Amen. And the Bible reads like this. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, for the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. In this passage of Scripture this morning, the prophet Isaiah is referring to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Him being not yet born at this particular prophecy, but he's telling us that there's one that's coming, amen, that's going to set the captive free, amen, those that are in prison, he's going to loose, amen, them that are bound. He's going to proclaim that acceptable year of the Lord. Mercy door is going to be open. He's going to tell us, hey, the beauty of ashes for the oil of joy. And he's going to trade you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. I'll take that change anytime. And I thought about the Lord brought about a change in my life. At a very young age, at the age of 18 years old, I give my heart to the Lord. And since that day, I've given Him everything I've got. I've worshipped the Lord God now for over 28 years. I've been preaching the gospel for 25 years. And the Lord has blessed, amen, our little church. Amen. And I'm glad of what God means to me in my life. But what I want to share with you this morning, out there in Radio Land, I want to preach to you today on simply bound to be free. Simply bound to be free. Amen. The Bible said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I want you to notice that what the Word of God is saying to us today. It says that stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. But then again, he goes on to remind us, but be ye not entangled again in the affairs of this world. You know what? After God has set you free, don't find yourself back down in the pit. Don't find yourself, amen, back in prison. Don't find yourself, amen, caught up with the cares of life after God has already delivered you from the snares of the wicked one. Amen. So when you look at that today, you think, well, what has God done for me, preacher? What has God done in my life? I'm here to tell you today, God's give you life. Amen. He lets you wake up this morning. He give you air to breathe, food to eat, a place to rest. Amen. God's been a blessing in your life and you don't even realize it. Or maybe you do this morning, but I want to remind you out there in radio land, you're bound to be free. Amen. Glory be to God. The devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. You can live in this world and enjoy the pleasures of this world that God has bestowed upon us. But my friend, the devil come, amen, to devise all these wicked things to draw our attention, to divert our attention from a Savior, from an Almighty God. Amen. To even plant, amen, things in our mind that would even say, amen, even is there is a God. But I want you to know today there is a God. Amen. In heaven. And He sent His only begotten Son and died on a cruel cross. Amen. Shed His precious blood. Amen. That I can have life and I can have it more abundantly. Amen. But my friend, I want to preach, I'm bound to be free. Amen. Praise be to God. I didn't get in sin that deep. Amen. But yet I was a sinner. Amen. I had a praying mommy and daddy. Excuse me, my daddy, amen, was a minister and a pastor. Amen, but glory be to God, I was still yet a sinner. I've done things that I'm not proud of or pleased of, but God's mercy and grace came by to me at the age of 18 years old and knocked on my heart. And I surrendered to the Lord and I give my heart to God. And since that day, I tell you, it's been the best move I ever made. Amen, God's been there for me all of my life. He's made ways where there seemeth to be no ways. He's provided for my family. It seemed like when we never had any money. Amen. My children were sick and God came by and healed their bodies. Amen. My wife was diagnosed with cancer about 8 years ago and God miraculously healed her body. I'm here to tell you, I'm a servant of Almighty God. I know that He reigns and lives forevermore. And I know without a shadow of a doubt He's in my life and He's moved among my family. But I'm here to tell you today, here on the radio, amen, to remind you that He's not only my God, but He's your God. He come to save you and set you free. Amen. Praise be to God. The Bible tells you to whom you yield your members to, that's to whom you are a servant of. If you yield your members to unrighteous, the Bible said you are unrighteous. If you yield your members to holiness and God, then you are righteous. I want you to know something today, my friend. You may say, I've got control. A preacher, I know what I'm doing. A preacher, I'm mindful of my day. And when I see things are getting bad, I'll give my heart to God. Amen. But I want you to know today, today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Amen. Today's when God's wanting to open the door of mercy to your heart. Today is the day that God's come by to loose you and let you go. You say, preacher, I'm not bound. Oh, let me beg to differ. I beg to differ this morning because, amen, when a man looks at his wife and tells his wife he'll not drink another drop, he'll apologize 100 times over. Amen, and then the next Saturday night, he's right back out into the bar again. Amen. A drinking. Amen. And a gambling again. Amen. Because sin has dominion over him. What about that man that cheats on his wife? Amen. Goes out and amen. Commits adultery. But he says to his wife, I'm sorry. He'll not do it anymore. Amen. Then the next opportunity that presents itself, he's right back in the sin again. Why, preacher, does he these things happen. It's because sin has dominion over you. Oh, glory to God, what causes is a pusher. Amen. Though he doesn't want to do it, yet he's forced to push another one. Amen. Because his body is crying out for that drug. Amen. He's addicted to it. Amen. Sin has dominion over him. Oh, brother, what causes a mama, amen, to take a child, amen, praise be to God, and take it and throw it in a trash can, or amen, praise be to God, or molest a child, amen, what causes that? That's beyond human nature, praise be to God, amen, but I want you to know it's sin, and sin is a killer. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. Are you hearing me preach out there today? Amen. Turn your radio up. I want to preach to you this morning on you're bound to be free. You're bound to be free. Amen. He come to set the captive free. He come to open up the prisons of those that are bound. He come to heal the broken heart. Oh, glory be to God. I'm here to tell you today, my friend, the Word of God tells us plainly. Amen. The Bible said in 2 Timothy, amen, chapter 2 and verse 1. Amen. Glory be to God. The Bible said, "Thou for my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Amen. Glory be to God. And thy same commit thyself as faithful men, who shall be able to teach you with others. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier for Jesus Christ. Glory be to God, that no man that warreth, listen at the Bible, entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Did you understand that today? No man that is called of God, no man that is chosen of God, does he go back out and entangle himself again with the affairs of this world. Oh no, brother, listen to me today. Where are your feet taking you to? Where are your eyes looking at? What are your ears listening to? The Bible tells us if you yield your members, amen, to unrighteous, then you're unrighteous. Amen. But those that's called out of darkness, those that are chosen from God, he said, don't go back out into the world. Don't entangle yourself again with the affairs of this life. Are you hearing me today? You don't go back out into the pit after God's delivered you from it. Amen. Praise be to God. Let's read some more. The Bible said in 2 Peter 2:20. The Bible said, "For after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ," the Bible said, "they are again entangled." Catch that word. Entangled again. In and overcome. They're overcome. Amen. They was free, but now they're entangled. And the Bible said the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Listen at this sobering thought. The Bible said in verse 21, "For it had been better for them that they have not known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from it." Amen. From the holy commandment delivered unto them. Oh, it's been better for you not to have even been born than to know the way of God and turn from His blessed way. Oh, it's dangerous this morning, praise be to God. Amen. To get entangled with the affairs of life. It's in danger, amen, praise God, to get adjusted to this old world. This world has ways and means, amen, to take you under. It'll overtake you. The Bible said you're overcome by it. You'll look back and say, "I didn't mean to go this far. I didn't mean, amen, to get away that long. Amen. But brother, sin will take you farther than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Oh, brother, I want to preach to you today. I'm bound to be free. Oh, you're bound to be free. Amen. Glory be to God. He come to set you free. Amen. The only way you can get delivered today from those sinful activities in your heart and your mind that is corrupt, the only way you're going to have to surrender to an almighty God and say, Lord, come into my life and forgive me a sinner. And He can come in and give you a new mind and a new heart. Oh, glory be to God, and wash you and make you clean. And the Bible said you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Behold, old things are passed away and all things have become new. Are you hearing this old-time preacher this morning? I'm here to tell you, you can be a new man and a new woman this morning if you'll be willing to surrender to God. Be willing to hear His voice. Be willing to follow His word. His words is a roadmap. His words, amen, is the instruction manual. Amen, to get from this life into the next. Oh, I've been a reading it for a number of years, and I'm still finding peace and happiness and joy. Oh, glory be to God. It's my past, it's my present, and it's my future. Glory to God. You can have it today. All you got to be willing to do is let the Lord loose you and let you go. Because you're bound to be free. Amen. Praise be to God. I want to be free. I want to be free from this whole world. I want to be free from the cares of this life. I don't want to let the material things of this world swallow my joy up. Amen. Praise God. I came into this world with nothing. And I'm going to leave this world with nothing. Friend, you'll not take it with you. The Bible said, Proverbs, Solomon said it like this. Amen. Neither one wisdom, neither knowledge, amen, nor anything that thy hand findeth to do, will go to the grave where thou goest. Brother, when you go to the grave, you're going empty-handed. Amen. Praise be to God. You'll not take your riches. You'll not take all the things that you've provided for. Somebody else will live in your home. Somebody else will wear your clothes. Amen. Praise be to God. But listen, friend. Amen. God's give every man a space of grace. Mercy door is open today for you to be free. You don't have to be bound. You don't have to be tied. You may say, preacher, today, I'm not bound. What do you mean bound? Amen. If this world's got a hold of you, amen, you got to work and sweat and labor because you've got yourself in debt and you've got so much you got to provide for. You're a slave, amen, to this world. You're a slave to Satan and all his affairs. Amen. Praise be to God. You say, no, I'm free. I live in the United States of America where the free and the brave. I'm free, preacher. I'm not bound. Amen. Then you tell me today, how come you can't surrender to an all-loving God? How come you can't surrender to a Savior? Amen. That died on a cross for you. How come you can't turn away from that sinful way and those activities that you do daily? How come you can't stop drinking and smoking and lying and cheating? I'm telling you why. Because sin has dominion over you. Amen. But you can be loose today. You don't have to have that in your heart. The strife and envy and jealousy that's in our hearts. Amen. The devil sowed this seed and he's corrupted our minds. Amen. But praise be to God. Amen. I'm bound to be free. I can be free. For the word of God says, he that is set free, it's free indeed. I'm free by the blood of Jesus. I'm free by the hand of God. And you can be free today. Oh, I want to be free. Amen. For that great getting up morning. Amen. When the Lord calls my name. I don't want anything to hold me back. I don't want anything in this world to hold me back. I don't want to have to run and say I'm sorry. I don't want to have to, amen, give it back something that I stole. No, but I want to have everything.
everything fixed between me and God. So when the Lord calls my name, I can be ready to go. Are you ready to go this morning? Amen. This is Pastor Bobby Salmon. Amen. I'm hollering for your name, calling for your soul this morning. Are you free or are you bound? I want to be free. Excuse me, I want to go to the book of Romans. Amen. This is really good scripture, and I want you to, amen, listen at the Word of God. Romans chapter 6 and verse 18. I mean, this is plain as you can get it. The Bible said here, well, let's go up to verse 12. 6 and 12 of Romans. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, those that are alive from the dead. And your members and instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but you are under grace. What then shall we sin? Because we're not under the law, but under grace. And the answer God answered, Paul said to Romans, God forbid. No, it's not God. God doesn't take pleasure in those that sin. Whether you're under the law, whether you're under grace, mercy doors open to you today. I just read, don't let sin reign in your mortal body. He said, don't yield your instruments, your members, your hands, your feet, your eyes, your ears. Don't yield them to sin. Oh, brother, there's a danger there, because you'll be entangled. You'll be allured from this old world, and you'll find yourself in a pit. You'll find yourself overtaken and overcome and wonder, how did I get this way? How did I get in this shape? It all started with a little baby step. It all started with a handshake. It all started with a batting of an eye. Oh, I'm here to tell you today, sin, amen's a killer. And I'm trying to preach to you today, you can live free. Free from sin. Don't let the church age today tell you that men sin every day. The Bible said if you sin, you're of the devil. Amen. That sin is from the beginning. No, you can live a sin-free life. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Long as you follow the commandments of God and be mindful of His Spirit and be humble in your heart and be willing to forgive, that He may forgive you. I'm bound to be free. Bound to be free. John chapter 8 verse 33, as we begin to close, amen, the Bible said, Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. That's John chapter 8 verse 33. Are you listening at me today? If God has set you free, you're free. But He said, don't let sin, amen, reign in your body. Because if you commit sin, you are a servant of sin. Don't say today, amen, that you're a child of God. Don't say, I'm a Christian. Amen. When you are committing sin, and when you live ungodly, God said He doesn't take pleasure in unrighteousness, but in godliness and true holiness. Are you hearing me today? I'm bound to be free. I want to be free. You can be free. How are we going to get loose, preacher? Let the blood of Jesus Christ come into your life. Talk into His voice. Listen at Him when He's crying for you. Humble yourself and pray. And let God be God in your life. Are you hearing me today? Are you hearing me today? You say, preacher, it's not that easy. I'm here to tell you today, I've seen drunkards come in the church, be intoxicated, overwhelmed by sin, after a few minutes of prayer, they were sober, whole, and healthy. I've seen prostitutes, amen, turn tricks in Hamilton and Cincinnati. After a few minutes of prayer in the altar, they wasn't the same. They was a new creature. Their lives was turned all the way around. I've seen addicts that went to all kinds of doctors, couldn't get any help, but after a few minutes of prayer, God delivered their soul. I'm here to tell you today, you can be free. He said, I come to set you free. This is Pastor Bobby Salmon with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Till we meet again next week, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.